Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Nutcracker Syndrome podcast. My name is Simone, and I wanted to do for episode 11 some information on medical travel. So let's be real. Some of the stress is financial stress. We all have different insurance plans. I'm also speaking. My name is Simone. I'm from America, the United States of America. And there's just it's a cluster. The American medical system is a cluster. So, depending on your insurance plan, things like that. So, something I did is I did a lot of research. I also shared this on the Facebook support group, but I'm also realizing a lot of my stuff's going to end up getting lost in the weeds at some point, the longer time goes on. So, I wanted to do an episode specific to this. There are options for you on getting free services for medical stuff. And a transplant surgery, which I had, or if you're having left, like if you're having a transposition of sorts, I didn't really see that they were necessarily like discriminatory on the type of procedure you were having. It was just a matter of like that you had to travel for a surgery. And most of us do because maybe you're listening to this and you're living in a rural area and you don't have specialists there, so you do have to travel. Just know that there's options for you. I decided to, obviously, we traveled to Madison, Wisconsin. It's about 18-ish hour drive from the Evergreen Kittredge, Colorado area. But you can also fly as well. So there's some things I want to touch on there, hopefully to alleviate some stress that you have financially. That's my biggest hope with all of this, is to just help you alleviate some stress about around scans, around travel, the financial burden of just not only travel itself, but the procedures that you're having to pay for. It's just asinine. So, some things that I found out, and this is not an exhaustive list. So, if you're listening to this and maybe there's something that you're like, oh, Simone didn't mention X, Y, and Z organization, please plop that down in the comments for other people. I'm just here to start a conversation, and I want to invite everybody to kind of add value to it. So flights were a big thing for me. At the time I got my nutcracker diagnosis, just so everybody knows, I kind of feel like the back burner question is, wait, you live near Denver, why didn't you go with UC Health? When I was diagnosed with nutcracker in July of 2024, I called UC Health and I was told that they had suspended their nutcracker program and they referred me to UW Health. So I got all the way through there, and then UC Health opened their Nutcracker program again. And I just decided I didn't want to wait another 5, 6 months for the surgery. And I was already established at UW Health. And I had, my life circumstances are different than most. I had the privilege to be able to say, yes, I can travel. Some of the things, though, for like your, just know that you can seek out, like with some of these organizations I'm going to tell you about, you can seek out, not just for the surgery, but also for like your initial consults, you can have them do. You do need to be aware of time frames, though. So I always call ahead and I'm like, hey, I have my, like when I knew I had my inpatient appointment or my in-person appointment with UW Health for the initial consult, that was mid, it was November 13th of 2024. I went ahead and I got that on the schedule in like August or September. I started calling these places and finding out that some of them need at a minimum 2 weeks notice for them to get the pilots situated. So this isn't something you could just call the day before. You might can. I mean, it's probably a case-by-case basis, but just I want you to be considerate of timelines. So call them sooner rather than later. That's kind of a big tip that I will give you there. So for the flying options, not all of them are free. Some of them do provide them at a reduced cost, which is still helpful. So I'll kind of go through those in a minute, some of the kind of pros and cons there. Something I do want to point out before we get into this is keeping bodily autonomy in mind, keeping disability in mind. Some people, like most of the flights will ask you if you're ambulatory. I think that's how you say that. Yikes. They want to know that you can walk on and off the flight. So some flights, like for example, Angel Flights that I'll talk a little bit more about, is they just have volunteer pilots in these 4 6-seater Cessna planes. And you don't have medical help, and they don't have somebody that can help you get on and off the plane. You need to demonstrate, and they'll need to get a doctor's signature that demonstrates that you can do this, that you can walk on your own. You do not need medical assistance. So that's something to keep in mind, because maybe you're just like, yep, that's already counting me out because I can't do like a small Cessna plane. So remember, like, everything I'm saying is take what you will that resonates with you, that works for your own body. So for Angel, there are, let's see, how many do I have listed here? I have four different flight options that I have listed. I'm going to link all of these in the show notes. Okay, so don't freak out. I mean, you're more than welcome to take a pen out, and I would love that. I'm a professor. I love it when students take notes. So I would not hate you for that. But there's four different flight options that I'll note here, and then I'll kind of talk about hotel stuff afterwards. So the four different flight options are Angel Flights, and please know with Angel Flights, and that's they have Angel Flight West, they have Angel Flight Southeast, they have Angel Flight Central, I think. So what happened is, when I was flying from going from Denver, Colorado to Madison, Wisconsin, I had to work with both Angel Flights West, which was Colorado was associated with them, and Angel Flight Central, because Wisconsin was associated with them. So I completed the requested paperwork. I had my doctor sign off on it. And then Angel Flights West and Central worked together to get some planes. So you have to remember, with these Cessna planes, these like 2 to 4 seater small single engine aircrafts, they can't go from Denver to Wisconsin to Madison. So they had to break, I was told, for that distance, which was approximately 900 miles, that I'd have to take three different airplanes to Madison and another three back to Denver. It was going to be, when they sent me the itinerary, I ultimately ended up not going with this route, because further discussions with my partner, I found out he was very, very, very anxious about these small planes, and I didn't want to put him through that. So, I remember getting the, we got so far as to get the itinerary, and then I had to cancel. It was going to be like an show up at the Centennial Airport, the small airport outside of Denver, at like 8 a.m. And I wasn't going to get to like Madison, Wisconsin till later that night. So just be aware that if you've used Angel Flights, depending on the distance, you might have to switch multiple planes. Something I was told by one of the pilots that I did speak to is that, you're going in and out of these very small airports. So there's not really food options. Sometimes they have a table with like apples and crackers, but not always. There's also just kind of like, it limits the bag size that you can bring too. I mean, it's a smaller plane, so like, it was very much like, Kyle and I were gonna have to bring one bag and both be out of the same bag, which for us, we're very minimalist. We live in a very small space. That was not gonna be a problem. But I just want to respect that everybody lives a different lifestyle. So that's something to think about with Angel Flights. And because the aircrafts are so small, again, that medic there is no medical assistance on the flight. So if you're in a wheelchair and or you need oxygen, I wouldn't say this Angel Flight is for you. So you'll also need to work with your primary care doc to sign the release paperwork denoting that you can fly with somebody like Angel Flights. So just think, like, is that the best idea for you? I also, after the fact, decided we were able to get some pretty cheap Frontier flights out of Denver, but Frontier only like was traveling on Tuesdays and Fridays, I think. So there's stuff like that that I kind of weighed. So we ended up just doing Frontier. We didn't go with Angel Flights, but I do have to say, customer service wise, speaking to them was they were great. I didn't have any issues. So just know that I thought they were very loving and very empathetic. Another route you could go is almost annoyingly, so if you just go type in Angel Flights on Google, you're going to get a lot of stuff that pops up, and it's going to get confusing. So I'm hoping by listening to this, you'll be like, oh, I'm not that confused anymore. Because Lord knows I was, and I've. So the next one, so I just talked about Angel Flights and how they're like Angel Flight West, Angel Flight Central, and that's a completely free service. So it's free, it's all volunteer, all that stuff. There's also something called Angel Med Flights. Okay, so the MED before flights is the difference here. This is not a free service. So it's important to know that from the difference. Angel Flights is free. Angel Med Flights is not free. And the reason why, because I made that mistake of thinking they were the same organization, because when you're going through the stress of what we're going through, we're not crossing T's and dotting I's people. I mean, we're trying to, but there are days that things fall through the cracks, my goodness. So when Angel Med Flights called me, I actually was so, I thought I was talking to Angel Flights. I was so confused. And finally, after speaking to them, I was actually told Angel Med Flights is a private air ambulance service, which is wonderful. I love that this is an option, but it's either private pay or it'll be billed through your insurance. So just know that it's an option. Call your insurance and ask them if it's something that you could do, if it's something insurance will reimburse for. It was nice to know that. I didn't actually go the route because I didn't need I can walk. I didn't need oxygen or a wheelchair, so I didn't necessarily need a air ambulance service. But just know it's not free. Know that it is something. It is private pay. Seems like it's pretty expensive. I didn't look into it because I immediately was like, oh nope, never mind. Thank you so much. But there is an option that maybe your insurance will pay for it. So don't count it out just yet. I know it's an extra phone call to insurance that none of you all are excited about. Let's just breathe together when we think about insurance, shall we? Also know something that I wrote down, I learned from them. They do not offer donation flights, which really annoyed me. I often ask, I'm the person that'll ask questions that I'm like, even if I don't want to go with them, I'm like, oh, I'm just curious. Do you offer donation flights? If I were to suggest them to somebody, they said they don't. Now, per like I'm recording this. This is no April Fool's. This is April 1st. I'm not fooling you at all when I say this. Things can change. Policy can change in an organization. So please don't take everything I'm saying as the Bible. Please call them and confirm that things haven't changed. But just know that Angel Med Flights is different than Angel Flights. Angel Flights is fully free. Angel Med Flights is not free. It's private pay or billed by insurance, and it is an air ambulance. Angel Flights, you need to, you don't, if you need medical help on the flight, they won't be able to assist you. A couple other options for you, because I mean, some of you, if you follow me on social media, you see that I was very active on like asking if anybody had recommendations and sharing updates about my story. There were two things that I learned because I asked, does anybody know, can anybody help me financially? Meaning, can they send me other options that isn't just Angel Flights or Angel Med Flights? And I got two other options that were wonderful. One was actually recommended to me indirectly from the wife of a pilot. And the pilot had looked it up and said, these are vetted individuals. You should feel safe with them. That is called Lifeline Pilots. This is a regional medical service that is only works for the following states. Now, before I jump into the states and tell you what those are, I'm the kind of person that likes to call and be like, you know, my state wasn't on the list, and still call and be like, I know I'm not on the list. I want you to know I looked at your website. I respect it. But I'm just going to ask, is there anything you could do to maybe expand from Colorado? So what I mean by list, let me tell you, Lifeline Pilots is a regional medical flight service that services the following states: Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. So my head was like, well, I'm going to Wisconsin. But I'm coming from Colorado, and Colorado's not listed. But maybe, just maybe, they forgot to update their website. I don't know. I ended up, I actually didn't call them, but I'm just giving you this word of advice to simply just say it, gently call, kindly ask. Hey, I know this might be a shot in the dark here, you know, but I'm just curious. Like, I'm going to Wisconsin. Do you all maybe service like from Colorado to Wisconsin? I have done that so many times in my life, and things will happen where they're like, you know what's funny? We actually just signed a contract to extend to Colorado, and but we haven't updated our website yet. So don't ever, when you see something in black and white, that doesn't actually mean it's so in black and white. And it's not to call and coerce them to be like, no. You have to yell at them, but just call and ask. If they say no, be like, thank you so much. I just wanted to make sure. So that's Lifeline pilots. So if you live in any of those 10 states I stated, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, Tennessee, or Wisconsin, if you're going to and from those states, Lifeline pilots is an option for you, but also call them to see, maybe, just maybe. The last one that was another option that was recommended to me is something, an organization called Mercy Medical Angels. Here we are with that angels word again, right? The confusion when you go on Google and you're like, medical assistance for flights, and you get angel flights, angel med flights, and Mercy Angel Medical Angels. I'm like, okay, can we just find another word other than angels? But just know that they're three separate entities. Mercy Medical Angels is a national organization that offers a variety of transportation options to you, which is wonderful. Again, I'm going to link all of these websites on the show notes so you can go gallivant on that website yourself. So the transportation options to you are commercial airline tickets, ground transportation, and volunteer pilot transportations. So you will need to provide documentation regarding your income verification, and doctor approval to fly. So denoting that you are medically capable to fly without medical assistance. I did have to, for example, I went through Mercy Medical Angels as well. And I went so far, I sent them what they requested of me is to send in both mine and my partner's tax returns from the year previous. And I guess they have some type of algorithm that like determines like, oh, if you're in this bracket, they can like knock off this much. When I actually spoke with Mercy Medical Angels, and after I looked at the Frontier flights and I booked it on a day, I don't know if anybody has Frontier, but you know, all those emails you get, and it's like fly for free or fly for $2.99. I got it on one of those days. So when I actually looked at what the total for the Frontier flights was going to be versus the discount that Mercy Medical Angels was going to give, I was still saving more on Frontier. So this is to say, if you want to go, know that these are options for you. And you can choose, maybe you go like the Mercy Medical Angels. They're not necessarily like if you're in a particular financial bracket, I think that you could then qualify for the volunteer pilot transportation where you could get it for free. But for us, that wasn't the case. So we were in the commercial airline ticket space where they were going to be like, okay, we can give you this much of a discount. I got a little confused talking to them on the phone, I'm not going to lie. They were very sweet, very awesome. All the customer service for all of these were great. I didn't have any problems with them. So I'm not going to say like, I wouldn't do Lifeline because the lady I spoke with was horrible or something. I think any route you go, just based on your body and what your body needs and what works for you. But just know with Mercy Medical Angels, if they call and say, we can give you a discounted price for two tickets at this price, don't go and check what the flight prices would be from if you just paid out of pocket because they could be cheaper. So just want to give you that little tidbit. Something else I also learned was, again, we're in a black hole of despair going through what we're going through. And depending upon, you know, like I had Kyle was my caretaker. And if I'm being honest, he's not in like a, he took care of me and he loved me through the process, but he wasn't born to be a caretaker. So, and I'm a strong, independent woman. So I basically did all of this myself. And I'm also in a black hole of despair because I'm in so much pain. So, and I obviously could have asked for help too. So maybe ask for help. I wasn't crossing my T's and dotting my I's. Like I said, sue me, you know? And what happened is on the doctor approval forms, some of them were kind of hard to know, like, well, who am I putting on here? I'm going to share with you a mistake I made. I put on the doctor approval for flight Dr. Foley at UW Health because I thought they were looking for the doctor to confirm, yes, she's having the surgery with us. Like she's not lying about needing the surgery. I then got a call from Marcy, the coordinator, saying, hey, like we can't sign off on this because we haven't actually met you yet and we don't know. Like we haven't seen you. Like as much as we kind of like talking to you on the phone, feel like you're not a fragile person, you don't need oxygen. Again, we haven't seen you. So they then redirected. I had to recomplete all the paperwork and have my primary care doctor in Denver complete it. So just know they're not looking for a doctor to necessarily like confirm Like, the doctor's approval form isn't to confirm the surgery. The doctor approval form is to confirm that they are able to walk, they are able to fly on their own, they don't need assistance. So, if you do get up to that space and get confused, there's your answer. So those are the four different flight options. If there's others that you all know out there, put them in the comments so that we just can just keep this resource flowing. Four discounted hotels. Something you can do too. So, like, I actually worked with the social worker Megan at UW Health, and she sent over a list of kind of my options for affordable housing. And they weren't, I mean, maybe it was just Wisconsin, I don't know, but it wasn't like, oh, here's a free option for you. So, the housing, like the flight thing, there are some free options there for you. Housing, it wasn't necessarily that. So in Madison, Wisconsin, again, I went to UW Health, if you haven't heard that yet, and they had the Restoring Hope House, which I did not stay at, but just know that Restoring Hope House is an option for you to go stay at for your in-person initial consult. I've had some friends do that. I didn't know that was an option at the time, which is fine. And you can also stay there during your surgery. When I actually called to inquire about the Restoring Hope House, the people that run it were so unbelievably sweet. And I haven't heard bad things about them at all. But they do offer, I think it's like $40 a night to stay there. So it's a very affordable option. It is very communal. I think it's like a it's not like you have your own bedroom and your own bathroom, but there's like a communal space with food, and I think they cook from time to time, maybe breakfast. I don't know the ins and outs. So again, if people have stayed at Restoring Hope House and you want to write a little blurb in the comments, would love some more details there. It is a little bit farther of a drive from the hospital as well, but it's in this neighborhood. And so that's really lovely. So just know that's an option. The other option was that we got a discounted rate at the hotel. It's like a Best Western, if I'm not mistaken. That's right down the street. It's walking distance to the hospital. And I decided for Kyle and I, that's what we wanted to do, is that we walked on for our initial consult. We walked down to the hospital. It's like an 8-minute walk. And that was a discounted price, I think. Total, including tax, it was like 125 a night, and we stayed, I think, for 3 nights. So that is an option. It's more expensive. I think what we liked about it, they have like a bar and grill that's attached there with their dining hours. They also have complimentary breakfast. We enjoyed the hot tub. They have a pool. They also have a workout facility. So there were things like that that were nice. Room service. I definitely treated myself to room service the night of my initial consult because I was so just mentally fried at the end of having all the meetings and the scans, and it was a lot. I'm a meat eater, just so some of you know. And I ordered me a dang steak and a potato, and I ate it all. So that was really nice with that option. But financially, if that's like you're really trying to look to save, the Restoring Hope House is a good option. I've heard really great things. Something else I do want to tell you all is that when I was really nervous that I might not be able to walk up and downstairs, and that was not an issue for me at all. I posted on the Facebook support group page and asked people, if I was going to be able to walk upstairs, et cetera. And they said the Restoring Hope House has 2 floors. So oftentimes people are on the second floor. So when they get discharged, they have to walk upstairs. And people talked that it didn't seem like it was a problem for a lot of people. Again, everybody's bodies are different though. So whatever you need to feel comfortable, if you don't want stairs, if you're in a situation and you need an elevator, to my knowledge, the Restoring Hope House does not have one, but it was nice at the hotel they did. When I had my surgery, we opted for an Airbnb. We were going to bring both of our dogs up, so we drove my camper van up, and we brought both of our dogs, and we got an Airbnb just so that we could have the dogs with us, and it just made for us, it helped with just normalcy of routine. It was a really good mental help for me. And we also wanted to have the option for if people came to visit and if Kyle needed help taking care of me. Because like I said, and it is perfectly okay. Not everybody's the best caretaker in the world. So I just was like, hey, I want to take some of the load off of you and the stress off of you. Getting an Airbnb if other people want to come up and kind of help out, which we didn't even really need that, to be honest with you. But when I got discharged, I was pretty, other than one shower that Kyle helped me with, I didn't need any help. I mean, I did mostly everything on my own. I did need, like, there were times I was like laying on the couch and I was like, hey, do you mind just helping me up as like a precautionary thing? But it was never, like he didn't have to do too much, but maybe that was just me being a strong-willed, independent woman that was like, I don't need no man. Who knows? But I'm hoping the information that I gave to you in this episode is helpful, that you can feel a little less burdened by the financial stress of what you're going through, what we all are going through. Again, I will link the flights in the show notes. And I'll also link the hotel room in the Restoring Hope House in the show notes for you. And if other, again, comments, if people even want to share, because I know I'm a very singular story about UW Health Madison, Wisconsin. If you went to Salt Lake City with Dr. Zendejas, if you came to UC Health with Dr. Pashak, and you want to say, like, hey, here's some of the things that the social worker gave me for places to stay and options for you, comment that, put that in the comments for other people to be able to see. Again, all of this is just an open conversation that I have just decided to be the one that touches the first domino. But with that being said, and as I end every single one of my shows, let's just take a moment, sharpen that sword of yours. Take that big, deep inhale in, and just feel the love in your lungs. And then slowly exhale. Grounding yourself in this moment just a little bit more. Another big deep inhale. And a slow exhale. And again, keep going with that flow. If you just need a couple more seconds, I encourage you also to incorporate this into your own day at stoplights when you're waiting on an elevator. Just take that 1 to 2 breaths to just sharpen your sword. You don't have to sit down and meditate for 10 minutes every time. But if you would like, keep with that flow. Maybe as you transition into listening to the next episode or going about whatever you have in your day, whatever is next for you. And as always, I will say this until I'm blue in the face. Take a moment to send gratitude to yourself for how you're showing up in this world, especially in a situation that you would, gosh dang it, rather not be in. I see you, and I'm sending very, very big hugs to you.